Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the Easter Bunny. 3 nights ago, we celebrated the full moon of the Great White Hare. And tomorrow is Easter. So what better time to explore the ancient meaning of the Easter Bunny, who was the ancient Great White Hare, dressed up in Christian clothing. Easter is the highest holy day of the Christian calendar. It is interesting, therefore, that the name Easter was also the name of the pagan Teutonic goddess of spring. The goddess Easter had as her symbol and companion the great white hare or rabbit. The white hare had a dual meaning. It represented the perpetual renewal of spring and the ever-renewing moon, which recreated itself monthly, cycling from full to dark to full. The association of the great white hare, the moon, and renewal is ancient and universal. Long before Western culture coined the phrase, the man in the moon, people saw the hare in the shining surface of the full moon. In Sanskrit, for example, the moon was called she who is marked by the hare. In Mayan culture, Ixchel, the goddess of the moon and renewal, was often depicted holding a fat, white rabbit. And in Chinese iconography, the moon hare was portrayed with a mortar and pestle, mixing the elixir of perpetual renewal. Closer to home, the great white hare was called Manabozho. He was the Algonquin hero of the dawn, who lived with his grandmother, the moon. He was the master magician who, using his grandmother's power of renewing moon energy, transformed landscapes and lives. The great white hare was also the symbol of the Medeolin, the secret society of shamans, who drew upon the moon's renewing energy. It was the moon's continuous waxing and waning that people equated with the perpetual cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. And the great white hare, who lived in the moon, was a symbol of Grandmother Moon's power of life and rebirth. The hare's connection to the cycle of life and death gave it a certain fierceness. Thus, in pre-Roman Britain, the hare was the totemic animal of Andraste, the invisible one, the Celtic goddess of war, who ruled over death and regeneration. The great white hare was the attendant of Freya, the Norse queen of the gods and ruler of the dead. The hare was also the torchbearer for Mother Hulda, the Teutonic leader of the host of the dead. The hare was also the companion of many other underworld goddesses like Hel, Persephone, Hecate, Artemis, and Diana, who were also moon goddesses, all linking the realm of the dead to the moon's cycles of waxing and waning, of death and resurrection. It is perhaps because of this ancient connection between the great white hare and the moon goddess's magical powers of regeneration that nowadays magicians pull rabbits out of their hats. After all, they could pull any small animal out of their hats, cats for instance, but cultural memory demands rabbits with their ancient link to magical renewal. In old Europe, the great white hare was the attribute of the hare-headed goddess of spring, whose name was Easter. It was Easter's great white hare that laid the egg, which was a symbol of the moon's fertile and regenerative magic. The egg, like the moon, represented perpetual life because it contained within itself the next generation and the next, perpetually, like the continuous cycles of the moon. And so now that Easter's great white hare is upon us, let the Easter Bunny awaken in us our own renewal. O valiant hare, O fearsome hare, O wise hare of spring, bless us with the transformation we need so that we may step forward into lives that are fully lived. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.